Blog Talk Radio.
Well, well, it's Friday and another week has came to an end. God bless you. We made it through. Hallelujah. Praise God. Just make sure that you have a safe and wonderful weekend as well. Amen, amen. Today my topic is about, is it guilt or shame? Hallelujah. First, I want to say, do a shout out for Elder Ronnie Willis and his sister Shirley Willis. They're both in the hospital, same hospital. Their Elder Ronnie is doing fine. Sister Willis, she is fighting. And we know God is he is the author, he is the beginning, and he is the end. So Shirley Willis is not giving up. She has God on her side. And she's praying and she's fighting as we speak and as I talk. Amen. I pray for those that are sick and shut in. I pray for those that have had both their COVID shot. And I pray for those that are about to receive the COVID shot. And those that have ailments that cannot take the shot. We know that God has you covered. Amen. Amen. Heavenly Father, I just pray that this word go forth into the mind, body, and soul. May God use you this weekend, and may God let you go out there and tell someone or anybody that you love them. Be kind to one another and love one another. I pray for these things in Jesus' most holy name. Amen. Amen. Thank you, God. Is it guilt or shame? 2 Samuel chapter 24, verse 10. It says, but when it was all done, David was overwhelmed with guilt because he had counted the people, replacing trust with statistics. And David prayed to God, I have sinned badly in what I have just done. But now, God, forgive my guilt. I've been really stupid. Do you know the difference between guilt and shame? Guilt is feeling bad about something you've done, like David in today's verse. But shame is a whole other beast. It's when you feel bad about who you are. Guilt says you've done something bad. Shame says you are bad. Do you want me to repeat? I'm going to repeat it again. Guilt says you've done something bad. Shame says you are bad. It's important to know the difference, because shame is often hidden, is often a hidden belief that operates within without you even knowing it. Unless it's uncovered, it will be the lens you look at life through. It will decide what you think about yourself, and it will beat you down until you feel unlovable, unwanted, and insignificant. Just as David took his guilt to God, you can too. Even more importantly, you can take the shame you're feeling to him as well. confess them both, and then ask for the Lord to remove them and remind you of your value. Neither guilt nor shame are beneficial to living your one and only life well. That is my word of encouragement today. Lord, we realize we're living with both of these jaw-draining feelings. Please either remove them or break their hold over us. Then, Lord, restore the value as we live and breathe in you. Amen. Amen. Again, I'm Evangelist Faye. God bless you. That is my word for today. Keep trusting God. Keep reading the word. Share the word with someone that doesn't know about his love. Continue to walk in your faith and let God fight your battles. And I know that God is God, 'cause he first loved me. Amen. Thank you. Have a good weekend. I'll see you Monday with another word of encouragement. Amen. Amen.